You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to another episode of the Girl Stop Playing podcast. It's your favorite homegirl, Coryell, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. You already know that I'm bringing you the information and the conversations to help you make the money and get the honey. You can have it all as long as you are willing to work. And today I got my main girl in the building.
Hey, girl.
The aunties are representing on Girl Stop Playing.
We're here. I feel so just excited and humbled to be on this side of the couch.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you.
Yes.
I'm excited to be on this side of the mic.
Okay.
Pressure's on you. Because if y'all ever watched Dear Auntie, then y'all already know that Carmen loved to put me on the spot.
Love it.
Catch me off guard. And so it's my turn. So for the people who are not familiar, introduce yourself.
Okay, so I'm Carmen Aziz, founder and CEO of the Black Girl Social Club. I am a dog mom, which I know you love. I am a wife.
Dog mom before wife. Carmen.
I mean, hey, Howard University graduate. I'm a lot of things.
You're
Those are the top things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's start with our big announcement.
Okay.
Go ahead and make it.
Big announcement.
She doesn't know it. We quit, Dear Auntie.
We quit.
This is this was unexpected, unplanned, yes. But we might as well talk about it, address the elephant in the room.
I feel like, you know, if you're going to be a quitter, be the best quitter you can be.
Be the best quitter. We are leaving on good terms.
Yes.
We didn't break up. Let's start there. This is not a breakup.
It's not.
We are not beefing. I think that's important because usually when things end.
Do you have to say that now? Like,
we
have to
tell
people, like, oh, we're not beefing?
Okay. Yeah. I think the assumption would be, oh, well, why they not doing a podcast no more? Don't you think so?
No, I love you. I love me some Coryell.
I love you as well. And we're not done. We're just doing some different things.
We're just in transition.
Yeah, we're in transition. So okay. I'm excited about that. We do have one more episode coming out. Y'all probably would have already seen it by the time mm-hmm. this comes on. But anyway, I want to talk about Black Girl Social Club.
Okay.
Because as the antisocial girl that I am, I could not imagine joining a social club. Mm-hmm. I'm probably the person who needs a social club because I'm not naturally going to be out just making friends. But I would love to know where the motivation for the Black Girl mm-hmm. Social Club came from.
Well, I will say, I want to run it back real quick because you and I went to an event recently and it was really funny for me because I was walking around like talking to everybody and I was like, hey, I'm Carmen. And Co was like, well, I guess we're both introduced now. Like,
riding your coattails, girl. Please take me everywhere with you.
But how the club came about is essentially I am a social person. And so I moved to Atlanta and I didn't have any family, no friends. And I was like fiending for a group of people to hang out with. And so I said, hey, let me get a couple of girls together. And little did I know mm-hmm. it would turn into this huge thing that it is now, where we have thousands of members worldwide. And what I found out is that other Black women also need this space mm-hmm. and other Black women are seeking sisterhood and community. And really, it's just like it's a natural thing. I really think it's just something. It's on the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We want to be accepted. We want to be in community. And I think that's where it came from.
And obviously it's needed because you have over 4,000 members, active members. Okay, let me just say this. Let me just give you some flowers real quick. Because as someone who has tried the membership thing, mm-hmm. tried the leadership, running a team thing.
That's a whole nother
It is. That's
story.
A whole nother episode. But that is quite an accomplishment. How
Thank
long have
you.
Y'all been around?
5 years.
Going on five. You're in your fifth year, right? Mm-hmm. You have created a movement, a global movement with thousands of women around the world who have found connection, have found this community, have probably found themselves
yes.
as part of your club.
Yes, so thank you.
I don't think that you... Well, you probably do, but I just feel like somebody needs to tell you how bomb what you're doing is.
Well, no, I feel like I really appreciate that because I think a lot of times when people look at the club, they see the fun side of it. And it's like, oh, they just go out to brunch. And it's like, no.
Girl.
We putting in work behind the scenes.
How many chapters do you have, Carmen?
To be honest, I don't know
because
off the top of
my
head. But there's about 70 or so around the world.
I just want to just like pause and just let y'all think. Any entrepreneurs out there, y'all already know what that means. But to have 70 of anything to have to manage.
Man.
And it's not 70 women. It's 70 chapters full of women. So it's just a huge task that you have taken on. And I know that it's impacting women, changing lives, and doing all of the things that you set out for it to do. So
I hope so. And yes. I know so.
Girl, yeah. You definitely know so. But yeah. Y'all have to know so. So real quick, right here, we're not going to wait till the end. Where can they find out about Black Girl Social Club?
Oh, you can find us on Instagram. You can follow us at The Black Girl Social Club, or you can check out our website, www.theblackgirlsocialclub.com.
So especially for, I've seen a lot of people like transient. I don't think that's the right word. What's it called when you move to a new place?
Yeah, like you're a transplant.
Transplant, that's it. That's what I was trying to say. So a lot of, you know, people who move to new cities that, like you did, that don't have a community. Back in the day, you could go to like meetup.com and join a meetup group. But you don't want to be with the riffraff now. Carmen has curated a group of phenomenal women. There's a whole process to even
there
be
is.
A part. So this is like the cream of the crop, top of the top. Check her out. And literally, she's worldwide. But for people who struggle in the friend category, y'all also recently launched the Friendly Black Girls podcast. Another resource that I personally need because your girl be struggling, you know, with the friendship category.
I love how honest you are about it.
I mean, everybody's
that's what I love about you is that you are just so open and honest about that, which I don't feel a lot of people are. And I feel like it warms my heart, but it also kind of breaks my heart because you're such a good person and you're such a likable person. And I feel like you should have a trillion billion friends.
Girl, I got a trillion million trust issues, but I'm working on it. You know, me and my therapist are working on the attachment style thing. So getting it together. But those are some of the conversations that you're having on the podcast, which is what, from the outside looking in, I appreciate because friendship is just as difficult as a relationship. I mean, it is a relationship, and it's just as difficult as a romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. But we often just assume, oh, you find a friend and y'all are just friends. And then maybe something happens and y'all aren't friends anymore. But there's a lot that can go on in between that. So what are some of the issues or challenges that you are discussing on the Friendly Black Girls podcast?
So we get into a lot of stuff. One of the topics that we most recently talked about was jealousy in friendship. So we covered jealousy, friendship breakups, how to deal with a friend who's navigating mental health challenges. We're going to be talking about how to navigate friendships with new moms and new wives. And so all of these things that really impact our relationships with our friends. And like you said, I don't feel like people talk about it enough. All of us have friends, but I don't feel like that's at the forefront of the conversations we're having within the culture.
Not at all. And I actually had Sybil, who hosts the Great Girlfriends podcast, and we were talking about just how the emphasis is always put on a man, right? Like, you want a man because you don't want to die alone. That is, you know, R.I.P. Kevin Samuels.
But what
that was his whole thing.
But what they don't tell you is women outlive their husbands. Yeah.
And research also shows that the quality of your friendships is what is going to impact the quality of your life most, not the quality of your marriage. And the reason, and part of our conversation was, usually your friendships are like good. That's the good part. Like you don't have the issues with your, you shouldn't have the issues with your friends that sometimes you have, you know, with the stresses that you have to deal with your man. Mm-hmm. It should be 90% light with your friends. And so we definitely have to make sure we are emphasizing the importance of friendships.
That's correct.
But for people who are millennials like us, might be in a new city, might be in transition, what are some tips or pointers for finding new friends?
Ooh, well, first of all, you know, I got to say, look for a chapter near you with the Black Girl Social Club. But also, you know, Facebook is a good resource. They have all kinds of little fun groups. I just joined a group about homesteaders, like Black
girl,
women.
Me too.
Yeah, like that are gardening and stuff like that. Stuff I never.
You gonna
even
try to live off the grid, Carmen?
I might.
Are you an off grid girl?
Because the way capitalism got its foot on our necks,
Carmen,
baby.
Are you an off grid girl?
I am. First of all, I grew up in Virginia.
Okay.
I've worked on a farm before.
Okay.
You know,
Carmen,
I love
is
that kind of thing. I'm multifaceted. Okay. But I say all that to say, I feel like the internet is a great place to find your people, find your tribe. And then going to events, you have to get out. You have to meet people in person. I know we love living our lives behind the screen, but one of the things that I love about the Black Girl Social Club and what's a part of our mission is that face-to-face interaction. Get from behind the screen and meet people in person. You got
to.
What
do you say to them in person? So back to the event we went to.
Okay.
That is me at events. I am there, but you're going to have to come talk to me. Because, girl, Carmen sits down at the table and says, so, what do you do? And I'm just like, well, yeah, what do you do?
Because
you
know,
I was wondering
too.
Also.
Yeah. No.
For people like me, though, Carmen, who walk into the room and they're just like, okay, yeah, I'm here. I'm in the room. Getting in the room is half the battle. What do you do when you're in the room?
I think what people have to realize is that people are people, no matter what room you're in. Like, I've been in rooms with celebrities. I've been in rooms with people that's from around the way. Like, people are people. And at the basis of every human being is that they want to get to know other people. They want to be recognized. They want to be seen. So if I'm sitting across the table from Jay-Z and Beyonce, I'm be like, so, hey, what did y'all do today? How's life? Where's the last place that you travel? It's just finding that human connection. You don't have to walk up to people and say something fancy. You don't have to pretend to be some fancy person that you're not. And even if you are a fancy person, don't bring that to the forefront of your conversation. I think if you show up as yourself, that's your best bet. And the person that I've always been is somebody who is outgoing, somebody who's talkative, and somebody who is curious about other people. So
you never think to yourself, what if they don't say something back? Or what?
No.
Like, you never have those thoughts to yourself.
No, because that doesn't bother me. Because I realize that some people are introverts. Some people may not be, you know, might not want to be bothered that day. But that doesn't have anything to do with me necessarily.
What? How you gonna pick your face up off the ground and walk away?
Well,
Carmen, these are things I'm thinking about every day.
So this goes back to, I do think you're right. I think we do have to talk about, like, the self-confidence of it all, too, because someone rejecting me in a conversation does not impact my self-esteem at all. I'm just thinking to myself, like, oh, they must be having a bad, they must be having a bad day.
Yeah, but after that thought, then what do you do? Walk away. I just
nice
feel,
to meet
I'm
you.
I know I'm overthinking this. I'm sure that I am.
And that's what a lot of people do. They overthink the scenario.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, that person is not going to be thinking about you when they leave. They probably had something else on their mind. Maybe they didn't want to be at the event, whatever. But I can guarantee you they're not going home thinking to themselves, that Coryell is really just a strange bird.
You know what, Carmen? I think part of it is because there are so many strange birds out in the world that I have met that I never want to be that to somebody else.
But do you? But even if you've met a strange bird, have you ever gone home and been like, 48 hours later, like,
I
damn.
Have told Kendra, did you see that lady? Why did she just... Seriously, yes, I have.
Okay, well, Coryell's not a great example. She's not
this is what I'm saying.
Really bringing my point home
I'm
for
not,
me.
I'm sorry.
But
this is real. This really happens. People do such weird stuff that I never want to be the weirdo.
But even if that does happen, what real impact does it have
on that person?
In the grand scheme of things?
She don't know I was talking
you
about
know
it.
What I mean? Like, it's not like I'm going to now go home and because Coryell told her husband that I'm a strange bird, that I'm no longer going to be Beyonce.
This is true.
I'm still Beyonce.
So not caring about what other people think sounds like number one.
Yeah, that's the first step. And really just realizing that, again, that everyone has a basic need, which is connection. So the person that's sitting quietly across from the table, across from you at the table, may be an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
They may want to talk to you, but they may not have the courage to do so. So just opening up the floor for discussion or conversation, even if they say only two words like, oh yeah, I work at such and such. Okay. Well, that's nice. Good to know. I'm gonna have to hit you up because when I need such and such, I'm gonna have you at the forefront of my mind. Nice to meet you.
And then just go on about your
day. Here's my Instagram information in case you ever want to hit me up.
Carmen, you know I tell you this all the time that I love this about you. That I love that you are the complete opposite of me in so many ways.
Okay, yes.
Another one of the ways, which is similar to this, is how direct you are.
Okay.
I will beat all around that bush. I will beat around the bush until it burned down. Like, I will take it to the grave with me. Okay. I will just not mention it.
Yeah,
you're going to say it. You're going to speak up. You're going to mention it. For people like me, though, mm-hmm. who shy away from tough conversations, avoid confrontation, not necessarily because I'm, like, afraid of it. I think I'm just uncomfortable.
You just don't want it.
I'm working on it now, though. Me and my therapist, I've made some progress.
Good.
Speaking up, having tough conversations.
What's some progress that you made?
Having some tough conversations.
Okay.
Not shying away from them. Bringing up. Because I will, obviously, I'm not going to, like, run and hide if somebody mm-hmm. brings something to me, but I'm not going to bring it to you.
Okay.
You know, I'll just kind of wait until I have to talk about it. But I've been being more assertive that.
But don't you think, so the reason why I love being direct is because that makes, not being direct makes me more uncomfortable than what, being direct.
No,
you know what I'm trying to
right?
say. Not being direct.
How does
me
that
more
make you uncomfortable? Not being direct.
Because then I have to be at home, like, ruminating on it and stirring over it and thinking about it. And it's on my spirit now. I've never, ever since a small child, I've always been that person that has to be like, I got something to say.
You
got
to get it out.
I got to say this. And I'm not saying that you have to say things that would hurt someone's feelings. I'm not saying that you have to. You also have to know when to shut up, mm-hmm. too. But I think if it's important enough where it's on your spirit and it's been there for days and weeks, I feel like it's okay for you to go ahead and say it and just get it over with. Pull the Band-Aid off.
Ooh, I'd be trying to.
Why not?
No, I'd be.
Like my dad used to tell me, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I hate when people BS me. And if I feel like somebody's BSing me, I have to just get it out.
You know? This is tough. Even with the money thing, if someone mm-hmm. owes me money, if someone owes Carmen money, they're not going to owe Carmen money because she ain't playing those games with you. But if you got
Don't
her
like
somehow,
that.
If you somehow got something from Carmen, she's going to get it back. I'm going to talk some shit about you owing me money.
I'm just going to be like, hey, about that $25. My Cash App is A, B, C, and D. And don't get me wrong. And the reason I'm like that is because I am such a giving person. I give all the time. So it's like, I don't like being taken advantage of. I don't like being taken for granted. And so that's how I show up in my friendships. That's how I show up in all of my relationships.
How do you do this without feeling like a bitch?
Well,
how are you direct without feeling like...
Because I don't care about what people's definition of a bitch is.
No, your definition. How are you direct without you feeling like, damn?
That's what I'm saying. What is a bitch? Like, what is a bitch? Is a bitch just a direct person? Or because, like I said, I'm never saying anything that's going to be intentionally hurtful
mm-hmm.
and disrespectful to someone. But if it hurts you because it's the truth, I'm not being a bitch. So everyone's definition of a bitch, I feel like the general broader term definition of a bitch is somebody who stands up for themselves, somebody who says something you ain't like one time,
mm-hmm.
somebody who has confidence in herself and isn't swayed by the popular opinion. So if by that standard I'm a bitch...
Where's my money?
It'll be me in the dictionary.
And I'm going to have my money.
That
yeah,
part.
This is why people need friends like you, Carmen.
Yeah.
And not even friends like you, just friends who aren't like themselves so that they can, you know.
And I am that friend in the friend group. I love being that friend because one thing about me, I am a loyal friend. And if I have friends that I feel like that I know aren't going to speak up for themselves or maybe a little bit more timid, they can tell you there is nothing that pisses me off more than one of my timid friends or my introverted friends who have done nothing to anyone who are being picked on or bullied. I'll be like, okay, where are they? Who do I need to have
a
conversation with?
I can be that person for other people. What is that? See, now I got something else to talk to my therapist about. Yep, now I got something else to talk to my therapist about. How does this show up in business, Carmen? I'm curious about that because back to the Black Girl Social Club, mm-hmm. it's run by all Black girls, right?
It is.
How, and okay, let's put even a little bit more respect on your mm-hmm. name. How many employees do you have?
So right now we have about 10 people that work for the company.
That you're managing.
Correct.
How do you balance being the boss, mm-hmm. being direct, doing the job, doing what needs to be done, leading the company, carrying out this vision with... Because what you do is supposed to be fun. This is the Black Girl Social Club. So I'm sure people come with that spirit of this is just all going to be fun. And no, this is a business. How do you navigate that?
Oh, man. I just got a flashback. I'm a little triggered. But in all seriousness, this has been the most difficult thing for me to navigate in this space. When I first started out, I wanted to be this. I had never been a CEO. So I wanted to be the image of what I thought a CEO should be. So I'm going to show up and I'm going to be professional and nobody's ever going to see me have fun. Nobody's going to not take me seriously. I am the CEO and everybody's got to listen mm-hmm. to what I have to say. As time went on, I realized that approach wasn't going to work.
Particularly, what made you realize that?
Because I realized that the women that were there for a different reason. They weren't there to work at some corporation. Mm-hmm. They weren't there to, you know, work in that space. They were trying to get away from that.
And you were trying to turn this into that. You're trying to lead this organization like a corporation.
I thought this how it needed to be run, mm-hmm. right? Because I felt like as a Black woman, people wouldn't take me seriously if I wasn't doing all business all the time. So I had to change my approach, and I realized that I needed to get more into myself, who I actually was as a person. I had to care about people. I had to be curious about my staff. I had to look at things from the human side of things. How are you feeling today? Do you need time off? Do you need mental wellness days? So now my team works Monday through Thursday. Fridays are mental health days for our team. A lot of them don't take it. I guess they just love it there. But, you know, Fridays are the days off for us. So I'm saying all that to say I really had to change my approach, but it still is very difficult for me because working with all Black women, as fun as that sounds, and as much as I love Black women, it is a very unique group of people. So you are navigating all kinds of emotion.
One thing about Mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And all kinds of, if I'm being real, trauma, all kinds
PTSD.
Of, yeah, you know, things that you wouldn't normally have to navigate in a setting that's outside of the Black Girl Social Club. So I'm finding myself oftentimes trying to figure out how to be the boss, how to set boundaries, but also have empathy and show kindness and to be aware of the things going on even in the world. So when you're working at a mostly Black organization, right, an all-Black organization, really, you have to be cognizant of what's going on in politics. You have to be cognizant of what's going on in the world when it comes to things like Palestine and women's rights. These are all things you have to take time to consider when it comes to the people that you're leading.
So do you ever find yourself in a tough spot, or is it the same like how you are personally, where it's like, well, if you think I'm a bitch, that's on you. Is it the same mentality with business? Because
sometimes
you have close relationships with some of your staff, right?
Yes.
I don't know how y'all consider it, but you're friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're friends, but you're friendly with a lot of the people you work
yes.
with. So how do you, because somebody out there and somebody in here, it's me.
It's you.
Then business about took me out, okay?
Uh-huh.
Trying to run a team about took me out. And you can have a successful business as a solopreneur.
Yes.
Try to scale that business by bringing on other people and the shit just burns up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were not ever CEOs before. Most of us don't have business degrees. Nobody teaches you how to run a company, how to lead a team, all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out there desires to have employees, desires to lead a team,
mm-hmm.
but don't know how the hell to do it. Like, don't even know where to start. So, and also don't want to show up as the bitch, however you define that, mm-hmm. but needs to be taken seriously, needs to be able to, you know,
yeah.
run this business as a business.
The thing I had to do was I had to have serious conversations with a lot of my team. Like, listen, I love y'all. I do. I promise I do. But if I don't have this done by Friday at 9 a.m., we're going to be having a different conversation. And it's not personal. It's not. I tell them all the time. I tell my team this all the time. This is not personal. We are doing business from 9 to 5.
How do they take that? Because if you have to say that all the time, it makes me feel like they think it's personal.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they take things personally. But what you have to know as a leader is that you're doing what you have to do for your vision, for the company, and for the people that don't even know that you're doing it for them. Sometimes the people that are upset with you don't even realize that what you're doing is for the betterment of themselves. And so I have to really, it's hard to navigate that. But I will say I have a couple of team members who have been with me for a very long time. So they like it there. You know, they like how I show up and I love how they show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an understanding. But do I worry about how people perceive me? Sometimes. But it's not at the forefront of my mind, because what I know about leadership is leaders have to have foresight. They have to be able to see everything from all the angles. When people are working for you, they don't often see everything from all the angles. They don't know what your taxes look like. They don't know what your budget looks
mm-hmm.
like. They don't know what the strategy actually is going to be for the next 5 years, because they don't have access to all the data and they don't have all the context. So as a leader, you have to make people feel comfortable following your lead by saying, listen, I have the information. Some of the information you don't have. Please trust me as I make this hard decision
mm-hmm.
that you probably ain't gonna like.
And I think that once they do start getting the information, things can get tricky then too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
part of it, and we've had this conversation about Black women not always wanting Black women to thrive.
Why you gotta say it with your teeth clenched?
Because I didn't wanna say it. You know I love y'all, but I think this is a us thing. It's like, I want to support y'all online. I'll follow you on social media. I like all y'all posts. I'll even join your organization, but I really don't want you to make money off of me. I really don't want you to be.
Cole, why you open up that floodgate?
I'm just saying. I'm not even just talking about you. I'm talking about period.
No,
because
it's real.
People want you to win until you win it.
It's very real.
How do you navigate that part?
I went through the ringer for a few years. But this reminds me of something I want to talk about real quick with Jackie. I forgot how to pronounce her last name. Aina. Yeah, so she started out as one of the makeup girls, right? The makeup girly. She was just doing her makeup from her, I think she had a one-bedroom apartment. Her makeup wasn't all that great. Her quality of her videos wasn't all that great. Now she's one of the top creators ever, mm-hmm. right? Probably making millions of dollars at this point. And now we have a lot of people saying, well, she switched up and she's no longer the girl that we thought she was. And my question is, would you have preferred that she was still in her one bedroom apartment?
Yes, I support your struggle. I don't want to see you shine.
The makeup. And mm-hmm. so that's the thing that I learned is that people support your journey, but they don't necessarily support when you reach the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. We could not succeed today if we didn't have more supporters and haters. Okay. Black Girl Social Club would not exist without the support that we have. And I'm so thankful for everyone who supports us. I have to say that because I don't want to get caught up on the haters. But one thing I did experience throughout this journey and still do experience is people counting my pockets. Well, if y'all got 4,000 members and their membership is $24.99, then she got to be a millionaire. I'm here to say publicly I'm not a millionaire,
yet.
Just so everybody can
put the yet on the
get
end,
that
sis.
Off their chest. But at the end of the day, I'm also, this is my life work. This is what I'm doing from sun up to sundown, Sunday through Monday. I don't have no days off, okay? When my staff get off, I'm still doing the work. So one thing that people have to realize is the CEO gets the most benefit out of a business because they take the most risk on. They take on the most of the responsibility. Any one of my staff, as much as I love them, could quit today. And guess who would be there holding the bag? Carmen Aziz, okay? BGSC could end up in the news with some terrible press today based on something that Carmen had no idea about. Guess who would have to get on the news holding the bag? Carmen Aziz. So the reason that CEOs and founders and people at the top are the ones that benefit the most from a business is because they should.
Hello.
They're the ones who had the vision. They're the ones who made the commitment. And they're the ones who have to do the leading.
What about the firing? What's your advice or wisdom around that, letting people go?
Man, to be honest, that's one of the things I really struggle with.
Oh, I thought you was going to say it's one of the things I enjoy.
No. I never, ever, ever enjoy firing people. I think it's one of the toughest things I've ever had to do. I'm one of those people I like to give chance after chance after chance.
To your detriment.
To my detriment. But I've had to make those calls because as a small business, as you know, when people are on your clock, and they're not being productive, and they're not doing the things you need them to do, but they're turning in their hours every week, that's a detriment to your business, to your organization, to the other things that you have planned. Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say I never enjoy firing people. It's something that I think about weeks on end before I do it, and probably weeks on end after I do it. But have I had to do it? Yes. And another thing I think people need to understand is business owners don't like firing people in general because that means you got to start from scratch. So if anybody's ever gotten the idea that business owners like firing people, we don't.
No, you start.
We actually would prefer to keep our team intact. But if we find that it's not a good fit, mm-hmm. and even sometimes it's not that you're not doing your job. Sometimes you're just not a cultural fit. You're not in alignment with what we're doing here. You know, I had a staff member one time. She was just she could find every negative thing about what we were doing. I mean, when you negative Nancy, she'll be there in the dictionary. Okay. And while I appreciate critique and feedback, because you always got to keep one of them on your team, mm-hmm. somebody who can point out the flaws, right? But when that's all you do, and you don't have any other assets that you're bringing to the table and you don't bring solutions, then that means you're not a good cultural fit, and that's okay. But when you're in this space, sometimes people mix up the sisterhood with the business, and it's like, well, she's not sisterly because, and she ain't for Black women because she fired her. No, I actually am for Black women because...
That's a whole thing, Carmen. Anybody who does work with Black women, speaks up for Black women, call themselves empowerment, anything, we are expected to turn a blind eye to any bad decision, yes, any bad behavior that a Black woman displays. It's like, well, I thought you was for Black women, like, but you said, I thought you was for Black women, but you ain't with... This is, it's not a blanket... like an insurance policy that covers everything.
Correct.
I love Black women, so y'all can get away with murder.
Yeah,
that
y'all could just be here tearing my stuff up if y'all like, because you're a Black woman. No, and don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect as a leader. There's so many things I've learned over mm-hmm. the years that I'm sure I've done wrong. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm still here because I'm the founder.
And the organization is still here, still
right
around. You have staff that has been here with you for the long haul. So again, this is not a commercial for the Black Girl Social Club. If I could get the nerve, I would definitely be a part
Guess
of the Black
what?
Girl Social Club.
Huge announcement right here on this Girl Stop Playing podcast. Coriel, you now have a free membership
Stop
to
it.
The Black Girl Social Woo! Club.
Carmen, I can't
join
come.
Us here in Atlanta.
Listen, real story.
How
let
you
me tell
you. Say you can't
let me
come.
Tell you. Let me tell you why. I went to workout. I found a workout class. Okay, I went last night. I made it till I was walking out the door, and someone stopped me and was like, "Hey, I love your content." And I said, "Oh, I can never come
and
back."
What
here
did
again.
You do?
I want to go places where people don't know me.
Oh, got you.
I feel like this is such a gift and a curse because I want to just be a normal, regular person.
Understood.
Even, girl, I joined a Facebook group for podcasters, and people in the group are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're in the group. I don't know everything about podcasts. Like, I want to learn stuff, too. I want to be just
yeah.
a part of the group. But no, I'm always sticking out like a
That's
sore thumb.
A real thing.
It's a real
That's
thing.
That's a real thing. It's even in friendship circles. Okay, I have two things to say. One, I told somebody I was looking for, like, new friends. And they was like, but you have the Black Girl Social Club. And I'm like,
that's my business.
Guys, just like you said, you guys don't understand. Like, I can't, like, go to the Black Girl Social Club and find friends because they know me there. Like, I have to be who I am there, right? So I want to be in a space where, like you said,
regular.
I feel comfortable being myself. And then the second thing I wanted to say was, even in our own friendship circle sometimes, it's still hard to be that person, like showing up as Coriel or showing up as Carmen, where people are kind of like, so, how's business? What y'all be doing that over there? And blah, blah. And it's like, I just came to drink a mimosa, sis.
Girl, I have one friend that literally last time we went out, I'm mm-hmm. like, I was so looking forward to this because she is like my safe space. Like, I don't have to look like nothing. I don't have to try to be nothing. I can just, this is a pre-Instagram friend, right? I could just be me. But I think even what you said about Jackie, how people will say, oh, well, she changed. Sometimes it's not even that you change. Sometimes it's the way people have treat you has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't even be who I was before because you have this expectation.
So
of
now
who,
you feel pressure to
now
be Coriel.
Yeah, it's a whole mm-hmm. circle that is just, I don't know, it's pretty hard for everybody.
Yeah, so I think this just goes back to the importance of having that safe space, that tribe. That's why friendship is so important to me.
Well, we can be friends, Carmen.
I know, we are friends. Okay. We go hang out and do things, and you came to my house and had a shot.
I asked Carmen, hey, Carmen, when can we go for drinks? This was in, like, February. And she was like, oh, I think March 19th. Girl, this was, like, the first week of February, and she told me March 19th.
Don't do me like that. But no, all of my friends are having to bear with me in this moment because I'm doing so
in this
much.
Season. Yeah, in you're
this
finishing
season.
Your degree.
And I graduate in May, praise God.
Yes,
and
all the things.
So, but if I pencil you in on my calendar, just know
it means something.
That means I do want to hang out with you. Okay. I have a friend that I'm penciled in with this Saturday.
Well, pencil me in for another day.
I will.
That was like a work meeting. I want to talk about getting married later in life.
Okay.
Even though you're not that late in life. How old were you when you got married?
I'm pushing 40.
35?
I am 36, so I was 35.
35. Okay, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I got married at 35 too. Hopefully that gives y'all a little bit of hope Because the way that the internet tells it, like by the time you turn 30, every egg is gone.
You all dried up.
And the men want nothing to do with you, which was not the case for either of us.
No.
How did you meet your husband?
I met my husband at work. So I met him pre.
Was he your work husband? First?
He was not my work husband. Yeah, met him pre Black Girl Social Club.
Okay.
So, he was just an attractive guy. We saw each other. We connected, and it kind of went from there. I mean, so, yeah. I hear people say that they meet their husband, you know, at work, and I never understand how that actually worked until it happened to me.
Until it happened to you. Were y'all close co-workers, or y'all would just, like, kind of see each other in passing?
No, we would see each other in passing. Okay. We would have to work together every now and again on certain projects, but it wasn't like, he wasn't in the office next to me or anything.
So advice for a woman who is starting to lose hope, starting to lose faith in love. She's creeping up on 30, maybe even 35, and she's being hit by all the statistics.
Well,
fate is just, whew.
Well, since you know me off camera, you know that my advice is not about to be like, okay, just so we're clear. My advice would be to decenter men from your life. And the advice that I'm going to give, or the reason why I'm saying that, is because I feel like we're in a society where women, that is what our life revolves around. It's like, I gotta get married. I gotta have these kids. And if I don't do that, then I'm less than, and I'm not a good person. And oh my God, who's gonna ever love me? Sis, you got so many other things that you could be doing with your time. Mm-hmm. You were not put on earth to be just a wife but to be a wife or a mom. That is not your life purpose. And what about women who cannot have children? And what about women who don't want to be married, right? So there's all kinds of women all over the world. So I have to say that first. All women are not the same. But secondly, my advice would be to continue to flourish and be yourself. Continue to do what you do. Mm-hmm. Continue to be the awesome person that you are. And the man will find you, or you might find him. But I don't think it's something that we should be crying ourselves to sleep at night about.
Girl, the ladies be crying themselves to sleep. I think society is starting to change. I mean, we have talked several times about Gen Z. Like, things are changing. You know, like, millennials, we are already crazy as hell, and the next generations coming behind us are even more so doing their own thing.
Like, Gen Z is like, we're not even doing
it. We're not doing that shit. And we see what y'all are going through, and we're not signing up for
You know, and I'm not mad at them. And don't get me wrong, I love what marriage symbolizes. I love the idea of two people joining their lives together, creating new life, growing old together. That is such a beautiful thing. So I don't want to sit up here and seem like I'm shitting on that, because I'm not. But what I am saying is, I think that there's so many ways to live life. And if that doesn't align with how you want your life to be, or if it simply has not happened for you yet, that doesn't make you less than, and it doesn't make your life any less fruitful. So
Carmen was not sitting around crying until she met her husband.
Not.
She was living a fulfilled life.
Yeah, and I was never, and to be honest, I gotta be clear about this too. That is not how I was raised. Okay. My mom was not that girl. She's like, take it or leave it, baby. I am who I am. She never was that girl that was sitting around crying about
a man.
And I, in turn, was not. So I was not planning my wedding in my head. I wasn't planning what my life was going to look like. I was living my life as I went. And it just so happened that a man picked me out of the crowd. I was like, oh, I like that one.
I like that one.
And I was like, oh, I like that one, too. And
the rest is history,
yeah.
I'm sad this is over. I'm trying to think of more questions.
Let me ask you. So when's your next outing?
Don't do that.
When's your next social outing?
I don't know, because I can never go back to that gym again. My husband's like, so you really, one person saw you and you ain't going to go? No, I'm not going back. So if anybody, I want to find all offline. Like, I wanted a therapist that was not, I mean, seriously,
no,
I want a therapist
real.
That's not on Instagram. I don't want anybody who knows me from Instagram.
Because I had that issue too. I had a therapist, and once she found out what I did,
it's weird.
She would open the conversations like, so at Black Girl Social Club, like, what? And I'm like, ah! I'm literally
cringing.
Here to
what
talk
are you
to
doing?
You about the stress that I'm under at the Black Girl Social Club, I don't want to talk about the fun stuff right now. I want to talk about my mental health.
Yeah, it's a lot. The internet has created such craziness in real life, but we're navigating it. Mm-hmm. You're helping people create connections offline.
Yes.
So I'm going to have you tell the people one last time in this camera where they can find you personally to keep up with all of your fabulousness, and also how they can find out more about the Black Girl Social Club.
Okay, so you can find me at carmen.nicole.aziz. That's A-Z-I-Z. So that's my personal page. And you can find us at the Black Girl Social Club on Instagram and online. Our website is www.theblackgirlsocialclub.com. Check us out. We are opening again for membership sometime in June. So come party with us.
Come party. I got a free membership. I don't know if I'm going to use it, but I will let y'all know if I can get up enough. Because you're not going to be there. You're not going
to
be there.
I will. Maybe. If you decide to come out, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to show up. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know, we got a couple of things. Maybe you and Kendrick could come out. We have a Black Guy Social Club on the horizon. A couple of events where we're bringing the guys in.
Okay,
with us.
If I can bring my security blanket, I will
so
be there.
So watch out for that this summer in Atlanta.
Okay, this summer in Atlanta. Check her out. All right, y'all will catch me at that event. To see what me and Carmen are doing next, though, you're going to have to just follow both of us on Instagram. Check out all, maybe 14 episodes of Dear Auntie. Keep yourself busy with those until you find out what we're doing next. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to the show, leave your girl a review, and share it with a friend, especially if you know a Black girl who is trying to get social. Catch you on the next episode. So if you made it this far, I just know you loved that episode. Well, what you did not know is that we recorded it right here in ATL at Elevate Studios. Yes, your girl has her own studio, y'all, and it's not just for me. I'm opening it up for you too. So if you have a podcast, if you are a vlogger, a YouTuber, or a content creator, and you are looking for a professional studio to record your content, or you want to hire me and my team to fully produce your content, make sure you check out the show notes below or log on to elevateagency.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.